With a budget battle going on in Washington, student aid is on the chopping block.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The House today could vote on a more than $1 trillion Republican spending package. Democrats don't like some provisions in the bill, and they control the Senate. And so a government shutdown could come in the next 2 days. Meanwhile, proposed changes to the federal student aid program, changes caught up in this budget battle, could have an effect on who gets to go to college. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
When college students take out loans subsidized by the federal government, Uncle Sam pays the interest for the first 6 months after they graduate. Terry Hartle is a lobbyist with the American Council on Education. He says Congress is expected to end that grace period.
The good news is the cuts that we are looking at are far less than almost every observer predicted.
The savings on interest payments will help pay for federal grants for low-income students under the Pell program. But Hartle expects cuts there, too. He says students will only be eligible for the grants for 6 years instead of the current nine, and they'll have to have a high school diploma or an equivalent. Mark Kantrowitz with FinAid.org says those students are more likely to graduate.
If the goal of spending federal money is to produce college graduates, you'd want to focus that funding on the students where it's going to make a difference.
But Congress may also make it harder to qualify for the maximum Pell Grant, about $5,500 a year, and that could price more low-income families out of a college education. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. European markets are up right now about 1.5% or more. The number of people who last week sought unemployment benefits for the first time in this country was down to 366,000. That's the lowest level in 3.5 years. We also got word that wholesale prices were up slightly in November. The Dow yesterday gave back 131 points to close at 11,823. You know, we do the numbers for the markets. Now let's take America's temperature on the global economy.
And the latest poll numbers suggest margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said...
It's time for Attitude Check when we touch base with the polling firm Gallup about what Americans are thinking on economic issues. A U.S. House panel today will be talking to economists and others about the threat the European debt crisis poses to the American economy. Frank Newport is Gallup's editor-in-chief. He's with us now to talk about it. Morning, Frank.
Good morning.
Where does the European debt crisis rank on Americans' list of concerns?
That's an excellent question. We don't find it show up at all in our most important problem question that we ask every month. What's the most important problem facing the country? Now, it may be hidden behind the economy, because a lot of Americans volunteer that the economy just generally is the number one problem, but we don't see the European debt crisis mentioned specifically. We did find a question from about a month ago asked by another organization where they put in front of the public the idea of giving financial assistance to nations which have in turn assisted Greece. 71% of Americans said absolutely not. They weren't in favor of that. So it suggests to us that the public is not totally locked into believing that the European debt crisis is highly important to Americans.
Much of a concern there. All right. So one of the debates that's going on in Europe, though, Frank, is over governments and whether they should cut spending and balance their budgets or try and boost the economy. That same debate is going on in this country. Do Americans have an opinion on that?
Let me give you a couple of thoughts here. One, we did ask Americans a while back, what's the number one thing to do to create jobs? And Americans said, bring jobs back from overseas. Mm-hmm. No answer given as to how to do that. But then Americans volunteered, a number of them, infrastructure spending, stimulate the economy. But just as many said, pull the government back and don't get the government involved. That shows you the ambiguity there. But we did have a question that we asked a while back. We're very specific. Do you favor spending government stimulus money, direct investment in infrastructure and stuff, in order to, and this is the important point, create jobs and stimulate the economy? And when we said it that way, 60% of the American public agreed.
You think that'll factor into the election?
Oh, absolutely. I think the number one issue in this election is, of course, the economy, but right behind that is the role of government. And this is this issue. Does the government function best as an actual instrument that brings about positive things? Or is the best government less government? I think it'll be a key issue in the election.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief over at Gallup. Frank, thanks.
You bet.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
The deflated maker of BlackBerry smartphones, Research in Motion, reports earnings later today. It used to be the BlackBerry, of course, was a status symbol. Nowadays, more business users are reaching for iPhones. Sally Herships tells us why BlackBerry's share of the pie is shrinking.
Poor BlackBerry. The phone used to be so popular, it was called the CrackBerry. Kartik Hosanagar teaches at Wharton. He says customers are just not thinking about the devices as much as they used to.
When they do, they think of a boring product that is not for them, that is for business users who might use it for work.
But even executives are kicking the BlackBerry habit. Used to be that IT departments insisted on BlackBerry because of its secure network for email. Then came BlackBerry's October outage. RIM has also been late with touchscreen technology and hot features like apps. Meanwhile, business users have been snapping up iPhones and Androids. Anil Doradla is a tech analyst with William Baird.
So at the hardware level, at the operating system level, and at the application storefront level, they're caught between a rock and a hard place.
If only smartphones were RIM's only problem. Earlier this year, the company wrote off $500 million because its new tablet, the Playbook, didn't play well with consumers. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And finally this morning, while winter officially starts a week from today, it'll be summertime in the Southern Hemisphere. And in Chile, government officials say they have the perfect way men can help save the environment when it gets hot. Shed the tie. In a bunch of TV spots, the country's economic minister whips off his tie and unbuttons the top of his shirt. A tieless society of men, the government says, will reduce the need for air conditioning and dry cleaning after lunch. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Bloomingdale's is all about high-end, high style, and high fashion, right?
Every time we're in New York, we come to Bloomingdale's for the frozen yogurt.
Wait, what?
Every time we're in New York, we come to Bloomingdale's for the frozen yogurt.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, department store restaurants. They're back. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.